serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police are responding to a shooting incident at a Texas high school in the Dallas area, the second shooting incident in the past year at that school.
According to Dallas schools, police responded to a shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School. Students could be seen coming out of the school. Police were outside with long guns. This student came out.
We're just in a foyer, a few students in there just talking. And all of a sudden, it got quiet, and you just hearing gunshots.
Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Multiple ambulances responded to the high school. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At a town hall in Fort Madison, Iowa today, Senator Chuck Grassley fielded questions on tariffs and deportations. One resident shouting if Grassley was going to bring back the man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Grassley says it's not within Congress's power and suggests the Supreme Court ruling ordering the Trump administration to facilitate his return does not apply to El Salvador. It's tax day. If you haven't filed your return, you have until midnight. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Do you know a high school student that's interested in both art and nature? Then they may want to enter the design competition for next year's state park passes. Until April 30th, high school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is open for all high school age students in Wisconsin, and the artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director, and he said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He is grateful for all the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle mission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. Think you're the best puzzler around? Then you can get a team together, 2 to 4 people, and sign up for the Westboro Public Library's Puzzle Competition. This is a family-friendly event and is free and sure to be lots of fun. They have space for 7 teams, and you can sign up today by calling 715-427-5864. Once again, that's Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at North 8855 2nd Street in Westboro. Wisconsin sits on two great lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin. But there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he's set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? My daughter Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer, just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. More clouds than sunshine today and still breezy. High temperatures today, scraping 40. With clear skies tonight, we crash down to about 20 degrees and a high pressure system settles in for tomorrow, giving us a bright and beautiful day and warmer too with highs at about 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees. 98 Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
that pomade. It was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Low Cash on 98Q Country, I love this life. Tim McGraw started this five in a row here in the middle of the hour with Where the Green Grass Grows. Rodney Atkins, Morgan Wallen, and Tracy Lawrence are coming up. Then, some stats around taxes and some facts around taxes. How many countries as developed as the United States make their citizens pay their taxes like we do? How many? I bet you're going to love that answer. Here's Rodney Atkins up next on 98Q.
You're the real thing.
Listen to this.
We are Low Cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't gonna take you home to mama
time. Hey, this is Josh Ross.
To your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up. Great station.
98Q Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, another Friday night. If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Feel me
strong
and on
the way. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
As you lie in my arms, girl, my heart's on my sleeve. Words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show. But right now, there's one thing I want you to know. As long as the tides ebb, the earth turns, the sun sets, I promise I'll always be true. And as long as there's stars
Tracy Lawrence on 98Q. Stars over Texas, following Morgan Wallen with I'm the Problem. 91% of Americans don't agree on much, but they agree that filing taxes should be free. Now, most of us do qualify for free federal filing, but I'm pretty sure I've had to pay something every time, whether that's for direct deposit as opposed to getting a check by mail. Okay, fine. And yeah, it's always those technicalities like, yeah, it's free if you get a check by mail. Okay, but I can't afford to wait for that check, so it's not actually free because it costs me to wait. What if I have an overdraft fee in the 3 days it takes you to send me that? I'm liable for that. By the way, overdraft fees accounted for $12 billion in revenue in a recent year. Yeah, overdraft fees, $12 billion in revenue, taken only from people who don't have it. That's a system not designed for the people right there. But I'm going to talk about another system not designed for the people. I'm talking about taxes. We are the only country as developed as we are that still has our citizens do our taxes. We're the only one. That's it. We're the whole list. Why do we do that? Why don't we do it the way the other countries do? Most countries, the UK, Germany, France, other developed nations, when tax time rolls around, all you do is in the mail, you get either a check, hey, some money back, or a bill. Whoops, they didn't take enough out. That's it. It's the same thing you get at the end of your 3 or 4 hour process. If you're lucky, it's only that short. But with none of the dread, you don't even have to worry about a deadline. You just know that sometime in a given month, I don't even know if it's April because it could be any given month in any given country, but they just know that around at some point in the year, I might get a bill and that stinks, but it's going to be a small one. Or I might get a check most of the time. Yeah, that's how most countries do it. So why do we do it differently? Because in the United States, companies can pay politicians to enact or shoot down certain laws. In this country, companies can pay politicians to vote in certain ways. That's called lobbying. And more than that, they're allowed to spend unlimited amounts up to certain limits that frankly don't matter because they're up to the moon. But they're allowed to do that because political donations are considered free speech by those companies. But they're companies. So why should they get free speech? I get the idea that political donations are free speech. By donating to a certain politician, I'm expressing my belief, my idea, my thought that what they're doing is right for the country. Okay, cool. So therefore, political donations are free speech. I get that. But why do companies get free speech? Companies aren't people. Companies don't have the same motivations. Companies don't care about the country the same way a person does. Companies care about money. That's it. That's all that companies are for. Some smaller companies, some grassroots companies, some local companies, some small businesses are exceptions to that. But the mega multinational companies, they don't care about the voice of the citizen, but they are allowed to donate to politicians because they are considered citizens. Corporations are considered citizens in the United States, which gives them First Amendment protections. That was a decision, a specific decision that was made called Citizens United. Thanks to Citizens United, corporations can spend unlimited amount to affect the votes and therefore affect what laws do or don't get made. That is one heck of a system, isn't it? I can't possibly look at that and on the face of it believe that it was designed to benefit you or me first or foremost. That's designed to benefit the people collecting the checks. And by the way, some of the people collecting the checks are the same people who would have to stop this from happening. How likely is it that you think they're going to vote to give themselves a pay cut in that form? So when you're doing your taxes today, if you're like me, I waited. Sorry, I'm a bad guy sometimes. Just remember that you're only doing it because someone paid to keep it that way. And you're paying those people. And you're paying the people they paid. This whole system runs on your money. And it does not benefit you. Check of the weather coming up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
This Sunday, take the family out and enjoy Phillips Cafe's Easter Buffet, serving 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., including the full salad bar, chicken, ham, fish, Swedish meatballs, roast pork, mashed potatoes and gravy, and the dessert bar. Adults $13.99, 10 and under are $8.99, and under 2 are free. Phillips Cafe, where you always get more food for your dollar, located on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips. When your heating, ventilation, or air conditioning system needs attention, trust the experts at Hanson's HVAC, your local Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer. They're your neighborhood professionals, providing reliable solutions for your home comfort needs that will improve your air quality, repairing or replacing furnaces, and installing top-of-the-line air conditioning units for year-round comfort. Hanson HVAC is your Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer, here for you today, tomorrow, and in the future. Locations in Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Morning, Paula.
Morning, Ron.
Another day in Adminville, am I right?
What are you working on? Oh!
You okay?
Your tabs. You have so many open.
Yeah, gotta order lunch for the big client meeting. With great responsibility comes tabs.
I can help. Close all those tabs and open just one. EasyCater.com. Online ordering from local restaurants. Plus tools to save time, stay on budget, track expenses.
One tab to rule them all.
Easy Cater, the smarter way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
More clouds than sunshine today and still breezy. High temperatures today, scraping 40. With clear skies tonight, we crash down to about 20 degrees and a high pressure system settles in for tomorrow, giving us a bright and beautiful day and warmer too, with highs at about 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads, Carolina, tails, California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Smiling at me.
She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina.
Cole Swindell here on 98Q Country. That was Heads Carolina, Tails California. Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, the band Perry up next here in the middle of the 3 o'clock hour before our Sort of Sports report. I hit you with a sporty sledgehammer to the noggin right at 4 o'clock every weekday here on 98Q, which is why, indeed, we'll transition into it a little more gently. Dip a toe into the water before diving in head first. And more country music before then, so really not to worry. Besides, top of the hour news, weather, and sports, there's all kinds of cushion. It's designed for your experience. Here is Garth Brooks, Sort of Sports, coming up.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if He'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayer. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what He's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
You're on the phone,
on the computer,
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98 Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Come on.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn. Send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't all
poison, I'll wear my pearls. What I never did is done. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in a river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, the ballad of a dove, go with peace and love, gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're
Ban Perry on 98Q, If I Die Young. Luke Bryan just before, That's My Kind of Night. Here in the second half of the 3 o'clock hour, the Sort of Sports Report is right at home. Luka Doncic is taking the top spot for the best-selling NBA jersey of this season, 24-25. First player not named Steph Curry or LeBron James to do it in the last 12 years. Probably has something to do with the trade of Luka to the Lakers drove a 21% increase in his jersey sales. Of course, depending on how successful the Lakers are in the playoff run, those sales should just keep stacking up. In more basketball-ish news, the Phoenix Suns parted ways with their head coach Mike Budenholzer just one season in. Despite a promising start, they missed the playoffs after struggling in midseason. Now that Coach Bud is out of the picture, there are more rumors swirling around the Phoenix team. Are they looking to trade superstar Kevin Durant? Does your team need a Kevin Durant? There may be one available. Finally, in baseball-ish news, the Atlantic League is where basically rules are tried, where the MLB experiments a little bit with rule changes. So no surprise that they're trying something out on the baseball itself. There will be some games this year that feature baseballs with QR codes on them, and my QR code instincts almost went off here. I almost thought, oh man, can we just stop with the... Except this might actually be one of the better uses I've seen personally for QR codes. When a ball lands in the stands, fans can scan a QR code, with their phone to get an instant food discount, 50% off tickets for a future game, free parking, or any of an unlimited number of other ballpark perks. Neat. I mean, you didn't need to add anything to make it fun to catch the foul ball, but I mean, like I said, this might be the best use I've ever seen of a QR code. You've got to watch out for QR codes because they are very powerful. They can do things like have your phone engage its autopay system, for example. But even that, as long as you're cognizant of it, you're able to avoid most of the major pitfalls from. That said, I'm for this. I think this is interesting. I want to see. I immediately pictured Nestor Cortez out there with the ball in his hand, like whipping out his cell phone, scanning QR codes. Like, man, I need free food. I'm about to get fired off this team. I can't shake that image. Nasty Nestor. Why did I draft you? Top of the hour news, sports, and weather coming up next at 4 o'clock on 98Q. After some country music. After four. Real sports time. The good stuff. No, I focus pretty hard on the NFL and other sports info. Less transitive, more sledgehammer to the noggin. Up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Double up big savings at Bader Sports Center just in time for your spring turkey hunt. Pop-up blinds from Rhino and Double Bowl. Camouflage clothing from Scentlock and Game Hunt. Decoys from Montana Decoy Company and Primos. And a large selection of mouth calls, slates, and box calls. Buy a new shotgun from the inventory between now and April 30th, 2025 and receive a box of ammunition for that gun for free. Yes, we said free. Sale limited to in-stock inventory while supplies last. Bader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Save big money at Menards and find everything you need for your kitchen update. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Countertops are the center of the home, and we offer stylish options with durability that will last for years to come. Check out our kitchen showrooms in-store or visit Menards.com and get a free design estimate today. Plus, view our weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text CARE to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word CARE to 200-300. That's CARE to 200-300. CARE to 200-300.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. Mile after mile, turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the
Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
We know the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock struggle at work. It's real.
Oh, horrible.
We're here for you. Here's another pick-me-up song to get you through.
98Q Country.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone awry. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gets me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moon. Seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drive this.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrations outside a courthouse in Maryland today, where a hearing is taking place on the deportations case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Trump administration says he was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. A judge who ordered the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia is deciding what should happen next after the U.S. says it cannot get him back, despite a Supreme Court ordering the Trump administration to facilitate his return. ABC's Terry Moran has more.
Abrego Garcia's lawyer spoke with our Lindsay Davis, and he says he personally has worked with the Department of Homeland Security.